Yeah, you know, it's just looking. We obviously had issues in Glensoley over the last 6 or 8 weeks there with flooding, and it's been a thing over the last few years. We've had late summer deluges, just where over the case of maybe an hour, you have places just completely flooded. So I'm asking that for the council road engineers in the area to get, you know, to put their heads together and figure out the areas that are most at risk for flooding and get the water tables cleared. You know, obviously, you know, if we leave it and places get flooded, we'll all be in at a meeting. We'll all be there giving out about how bad it is, you know, and pointing our fingers. Where I think, you know, a stitch in time here, get the job done now. If no rain does, you know, or no bad flooding happens, then you know it needed to be done. And if it does be done and it saves property, you know, and it saves damage as well, you know, it'll be a job well done. Again, you know, it's, I think sometimes we're very reactive. You know, we wait for things to happen and then talk about what we should have been done. Where sometimes if you can see things before they happen and get the work done, you know, it helps everybody. It mightn't grab the headlines that, you know, trying to cure something, but prevention's better than cure, you know, and let's get ahead of it now. Clear the water tables in areas that are most at risk, and you know, again, it'll put confidence in the people that when it happens, you know, that the damage is going to be you know, limited to property and to the roads, and hopefully, you know, it doesn't come to that. But again, it's like everything else, we'll be ready for it if it does happen.
Well, the local authority did say to you that it does carry out various cleaning of water tables, but you're saying that maybe they could be doing a bit more.
It's not necessarily so much doing a bit more. It's more that they're doing certain areas at a time, but I think now it's coming to this time of year. You know, you look at last August, like the floods and Annishowen got it badly. You know, I think we need to be looking out the areas most at risk, not just doing clearing the areas that they're actually working in at the time. You know, maybe over the case of 2 weeks, you could clear, you know, your areas there like Trenta. You know, it's had bother before. There's a few other areas in the Fannet area too that have bothered with flooding and stuff. I think we could get there now, you know, before maybe the end of July, end of August, and have these areas cleared. We're prepared then for the worst, you know, and you can continue then with the work that's being done at present. But, you know, as I said to you, like, it's stitching time here now. Prevention's better than cure. If we get these low-lying areas sorted now, get the water tables and gullies and stuff cleared, I think it'll be, you know, a great help if the flooding does come.